This call is being recorded.
Hey, yo. Anybody there? Hello, it's Eric. Can you guys hear me?
That's not for Eric. It's, you hear
I'm
me?
I'm driving, son. Yeah, I got you. I'm driving. I'm going to keep it on mute.
Yeah, same here. I don't know if anybody else on?
Hey, guys. Give me a couple more minutes and we'll be getting started. Hey, can you guys hear me?
And now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm having a hard time hearing you guys. I can see that somebody's talking.
I'm in my car, so.
I cannot hear nothing. Bear with me, like, try to figure this out. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm having a tough time figuring this out. I logged in as me, Jason is not able to dial in. So he's just dialing in. So if you guys can hear me, just bear with me for another few minutes while I try to figure this out.
Tom, I think you need to log in as the WZ podcast. Can you hear me? Hey, can you guys hear me?
Hey, yeah. Tom.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, I can't hear. I'm trying to hear on the computer and I can't hear anything. So I'm going to have to do this over my phone. Jason, I apologize for failing you. I know that I've done and let you down.
That's all right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I tried logging in as the organizer, and it wouldn't let me.
Did you try logging in using the AP alumni email, sign in via Google, and just use that?
I did.
Okay, that's usually what I do.
I'm going to try you through the Google, the reminder on Google?
No, when you go to Uber Conference, it pops up. It says log in using Google. You click that and then just use the AP alumni chapter there. That should log you in.
All right, let me give this one more shot, and then I'll, if not, we'll just go in this way. Okay. Hang on. All right, Jason, it's not letting me, I can see it on that I'm logged in or we're logged in, but it won't let me talk through the computer. So apologize if the sound is not
great. Yeah, you gotta log in with Chrome with an extension to do that. Sorry.
I'm on Chrome, and I tried doing it because I'm on the Google. I'm on the AP alumni chapter, but.
Yeah, you have to have an extension installed on Chrome.
Okay. We got we got John, Ken, Jordan, Baldwin. 67, is that you on? Bob, are you on? Who's our Pittsburgh? Who's the 412? Okie doke. All right, we've got, is there anyone else using the Uber conference?
I'm on it. Baldwin.
Okay, I'm just going to bring up the agenda, so if you're on it, you can see it, so.
I'm driving, so it's probably not very safe right now, but I'll look my chat.
Got it. All right, let's go ahead and get started, and those that are going to be late are going to be late. I spoke with just about everybody, so I'm pretty confident that we're going to have everybody. They'll just be a little bit late. So I hereby call this regular meeting of the Alpha Alumni Chapter Board of Directors to order. And if you have the ability to log into the conference, please do so. Secretary John George, can I please have you call roll?
Sure. Bob Loftner, AP 68, Regional Leader for Pittsburgh. Anthony Grayley, AP 359, Regional Leader for Charleston.
He will not be on.
Ben Burkle, AP 267, Regional Leader for the Carolinas region.
Here.
Eric Ballin, AP 412, Regional Leader of Washington, D.C., and Chief Operating Officer.
Present.
Ooh. Patrick Farley, AP 67, Member at Large.
Still here.
Thank you. Jordan Feathers, AP 438, Vice President, Chief Risk Officer.
Here.
Craig Winkleman, AP 69, Vice President, Fundraising.
He will not be on.
Thank you. Jason Hyatt, AP 466, Vice President, Chief Information Officer.
I'm here.
John George is here. Patrick Folio, AP 147, Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer. Matt Loft, AP 628, Executive VP. Tom Begley, AP. I'm sorry?
He should be joining. Both Patrick and Matt should be joining. They both said they'd be on, just FYI.
Yeah. Tom Begley, AP 284, President, Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
Anyone else on the call? All right.
Okay.
Tom, before I turn it over, I just got a network issue with the Uber conference, but trying to open your file. Let me try it again. It says loading first, Emmy.
I logged off of that one.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Let me try it another way. See if this works.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right, Tom, over to you.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of last month's meeting?
So moved.
Is that Eric Baldwin?
Yes.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
From Farley. Anyone opposed? Okay, great. Thank you. All right, let's launch into the officer reports real quick. If Bob joins us, he can kind of give us an update on what's going on. The reason he's late is because he and Dave Kish are meeting with the members of one of the volunteer fire departments up in Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh to discuss the Journey of Hope and housing the Journey of Hope North team when they come through. So he's working on that. Tuan, his report, I know that he just put out an email this afternoon to the Charleston area guys about Spring Alumni Weekend, offering a ride up because Chris Schimponic is going to be driving through and we'll be driving up with Tuan. So hopefully that works. So those two have that going. Ken Burko, Carolinas region. Can you take your phone off mute, please? Ken, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you now. Sorry. Nothing in particular to report from the Carolina region. We've made some updates to the list that we're using as far as everyone that's in North and South Carolina, trying to get that as close to accurate as we can. Other than that, nothing else to report.
Great, thank you. I'll wait for this one. Eric, I know that you're for right now, you're holding down double duties. We're going to talk about finding you a replacement at some point for the regional leader. Do you have anything to report?
Yeah, I put out the same request for carpooling to the spring alumni event. I'll hit people up again and try to get people to pile in my SUV. And also, we're going to be starting to plan the football season opener at FedEx Field for Virginia Tech. So they're thinking about coming my way.
Great. I know that there are probably, I know Patrick Folio is definitely going, so we're going to have to start planning that one. So glad to hear that. Excellent. All right, appreciate it. Moving on, our member at large, hopefully soon to be historian, AP 57, Patrick Farley.
Oh, God. I'm still writing history.
Anything else?
No. Do you want me to talk anything about the event, or do you want just the history portion?
You mean Spring Alumni Weekend?
No, the 2019 big event.
Hold off on that one.
Okay. So, yeah, we're still writing the history, and for Spring Alumni Weekend, we have an actual portion of the weekend on Friday evening at 6 o'clock. We'll be gathering somewhere to reminisce over old times and make some recordings about that. And I think it was, Tom, wasn't it since the last conference call that we had that meeting with Mike Turner and Eric Dyson?
It was right before that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We picked that up on the last conference call.
We did.
That's it for the history section.
Okay, very good. I sent you an email before. Just keep your eye out for it. I want to get your offline response to that when you get a chance.
Okay.
All right, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Our Vice President, Chief Risk Officer, Jordan Feathers, it's yours.
I have no report at this time.
Thank you very much. I need you just to be thinking about a couple of those, the Spring Alumni Weekend. Just have some thoughts in mind as to maybe some best practices to encourage some Uber riding and some safety issues along our reduction of risk the best way possible Friday afternoon and Saturday. I'd like for you to kind of spearhead the Uber revolution in Morgantown so that we don't have guys driving all over the place Friday and Saturday.
Gotcha, I can do that.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thanks very much. Craig Winkleman could not join us. I had a quick back and forth with him. Hey, could you guys mute your lines, please? There's some pretty bad background noise. Okay. Some blinking. Hey, just check and make sure that we're all muted, please. Thank you. Okay. And I'll have more of an update when we get to Patrick's report. He's still not on. About fundraising next year, but Craig and I went back and forth on a few things today, so I'm encouraged. All right, next, Vice President, Chief Information Officer, Jason.
I don't have a whole lot to report. I've been working on updating keeping the database up to date. I've been doing a few more posts around the upcoming Spring Alumni Weekend. One thing that seemed to have gotten some traction is our Let Us Know function on the website. As you guys have probably seen, I've shared three or four. Jerry Crispin was promoted commander. Tim Mueller's events going on. And Pete had a baby. So if you guys know anything going on, just shoot me an email and say, hey, this is what's going on. Because those I've really just kind of reached out. Like I emailed Pete and said, hey, can we share this? Get me some info. Same thing with Jerry. So I'd like to still try to get that info coming in. So if you guys know of anything going on, I mean, it can be something minor, you know, a wedding, at really anything that you think would be good content to share with everybody, just shoot me an email or ask them. If you say, hey, go to, and it's simply wvpicap.org/letusknow, or they can email letusknow@wvpicap.org. That's the big thing, just getting content on that website so I can post, tweet, share things that grab people's interest instead of just, hey, meeting minutes are out. Hey, we've got this going on. Just, you know, some good pictures of stuff to share. So, and I want to thank Jordan. He sent me some pictures of their Snowfall Carolina Cup they did in Carolina. So if you guys are doing anything like that, just happen to get together with three or four alumni, snap a picture, send it to me. I'll do a quick tweet out, put a quick story on the website. You know, that's our big hurdle right now. We need to start getting more stuff out there, and then I'm sure Tom will get to it, but I want to start doing it like a follow campaign to try to increase our followers. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
First, I just want to commend you. The last month has been kick-ass with content. You have just slammed it, and it looks so good every time you put stuff out, and it gets picked up either by the social media that PiCap has, or we see a lot of retweets on it. Any content is good content, but what you've put out there in the last month has been spectacular. So thank you. You're doing great with that. The second thing is I really want you to nail down what it is that we're doing in, from a technology standpoint for the Spring Alumni Weekend. I want to make sure – I mean, for the meeting, the chapter meeting.
Oh, okay.
How I'm going to share it. Make sure that you've got that nailed down. Also, and this will dovetail too with you, 67, I want to be able to, make sure that we're archiving the weekend. And so if we've got camera or other thing like that, that would be terrific to be able to document the weekend and put that up.
And so, Tom, I've already, arranged for that to happen.
Fantastic. Are we going to take that offline, or you want to share that?
I talked, as you and I had discussed prior, I had a conversation with Jay Morano, and he's very excited to be the photo journalist for the History Project.
Sweet. So he's going to be there that weekend?
That's correct.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Has he not registered for that yet?
Not yet.
I will shoot an email out to him. As a matter of fact, he also is going to assist in doing the historical reconstruction of some of the pictures that we have that Craig Winkleman sent up. I probably have 100 pictures of the 1970s, early 1980s, and Jay has a professional level Photoshop system, and so he's going to do the digitizing and restoring of those pictures for us, and I need to drop that off at his house. He lives about 5 blocks from where I work out in Greentree, so I've got those on my desk, and maybe I'll try to get that done this week with him.
That's fabulous. And at some point, and I want Jason looped in or kept in the loop on this, because I want those pictures archived and made sure that they're available on our website. So keep Jason
Absolutely.
In the loop as that's going on.
Absolutely.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, guys. That's great news. Okay. Let's go on to our next is Secretary and Chief Communication Officer John George.
I've got the shell of the next newsletter for March. Much of it is some of the previous content that Jason has shared. But Tom, help me remember, who was our next contact for the alumni spotlight? Was it going to be Jerry? I never did hear back from, help me out, the name of the mayor of Annapolis.
I got Tim Mueller's contact info, too, if you wanted to do that.
Okay.
You can do Tim. I think that's fine. We'll do that. We've gotten such great feedback on the newsletter. I mean, we continue to get people that are saying that's so sharp and it's really cool. And the guys that we wind up spotlighting are really appreciative of us doing that. So, I hope it's not too much work, because it looks great and we're getting such great feedback. So it's very worthwhile.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, I do have to apologize. I will not be in for Spring Alumni Weekend. It's our spring game, so football wins here again.
Unbelievable. We're always missing you. You know, it's like work, 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 work. You never take a vacation. It's ridiculous.
I know.
You and Matt Lawford should hang out sometime.
No, if I got to go to New York and grab Lawf, I'm doing that. So, anyway. Appreciate it, John. I completely understand. It's It's cool. Will you be able to call in like you did last year?
The spring game is at 6. Yes, because yes, we're at 10. Is that correct? 10 a.m.
Yes, 10 a.m.
Yes, I can call in and utilize the technology that Jason sets up. Thanks.
Perfect. Great. Excellent. All right. Thanks. I don't know. Do we have Patrick? Oh, yes, we have a Patrick Folia who's on. He is muted at the moment, but he is there. Our Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer, Patrick.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Lovely to hear your voice today.
Isn't it? Sorry about that. I was learning why I should have paid attention to algebra in high school. Oh, dear God. I don't even know where I am right now, so hold on one second. I'm trying to pull up the agenda. Okay, sorry. What do you have me doing?
You right now, just balance. We'll get into the budget and fundraising and new business. So balance and just that information.
All right. Balance is, as of today, it is $8,039.85. I've pulled in about $100 from the PayPal a couple days ago, $745 in February. If someone could send me a list of everyone that has signed up for the alumni weekend, I would like to compare it with those who have paid on PayPal, because I don't think we have too many people that have paid.
I'll get that to you.
Perfect. And that's it. That's all I have, apparently.
Okay. Right now. We'll come back to you in a bit. I want to we need to reconcile who has paid and then go out with the ones that we know that said that they were going to be there and ask them to go out. I know, like, for instance, Brent Webster said, I know he's definitely coming, and he texted me, do you need me to register or can I pay at the door? And, you know, I told him to do whatever was easier. My thought is, though, I think we should make an effort beforehand to try to get people to pay, because I don't feel like having, wads of cash that are, you know, in my possession throughout the weekend and trying to keep track of who's paid and who hasn't paid. If we can get it done beforehand and put out a note, that'd be great. So, Jason, if you can get Patrick that list of who's confirmed, and then we'll start from there.
No problem.
Hey, Tom?
And Chief Operating Officer Eric Baldwin.
Completely unprepared for a report. Go ahead.
No, you've done some work, and I want to just kind of get everyone updated on what we're doing.
Yeah. So Tom has forwarded me the plan going forward, and I went through and edited it and sent back to him. We've been kind of going back and forth right now, so I'm still trying to settle in with everything and get everything read. I know Tom's going to get me some more things that you guys have, well, not you guys, but the committee had met and discussed and put together. So once I get that, I'm going to do some more edits and some formatting to get that in place.
Let's tie everything together just for your benefit and so that everybody kind of knows where we stand on that. So again, last year, just to catch everybody up to date, the Strategic Planning Committee released the seven factors that led to the charter being revoked. The second phase of that was writing the recommendations to the next Board of Alumni Advisors that will be used in the construction of the new undergraduate chapter to put in some safeguards to make sure that those things don't happen again. We're in the process of writing those recommendations right now, utilizing some of the findings that we had, plus some of the work that we've done with national staff and best practices around those things. So we're going to be moving forward with the recommendations And my hope is to be able to give a high-level overview of the recommendations at Spring Alumni Weekend. We're not going to get into great detail because some of this stuff is very detailed and it's very specific. At the same time, one of the things that Matt Loffa is going to be working on is the creation of the next student chapter constitution and bylaws. He's going to be starting the process of writing out these things for them to have when we start the process of the rechartering. So taking the recommendations, Matt's going to use that to structure the things that we're going to begin with. When we identify the new chapter advisor and when the chapter advisor, through our help, puts together the board of alumni advisors, we'll be giving them the strategic planning committee's findings and recommendations for them to work. So we still have a lot of work left to do in this area. Having Baldwin on in his background and professional background would be really helpful that the processes that we're putting into place are going to be solid and that we're doing it in a thoughtful and good way. So I'm confident we'll get it done. I just don't want anyone to expect that the final product is going to be done at the Spring Alumni Weekend. We should have all the recommendations done. We'll have a report that everyone can read and take, but we will not have anywhere near enough time to dive into that in very much depth at our Spring Alumni Weekend, especially if we're going to keep it to the 2 hours. So that's that. Any questions on that?
Yeah, just to add, I think there's a lot of great information in there, but and just to agree with you, there's a lot to digest, and I think everybody should take it, read it, and then there'll be a lot of discussion and edits, I'm sure, over the next year.
No question about it. So we will this is an ongoing thing that will be met moving forward. And again, just to bring it back to the overall, the role of the chief operating officer from an organizational standpoint, Eric's job is going to be to be that strategic thinker. What are our goals for a 5-year period looking forward? And his role outside of the strategic planning committee is going to be making sure that we have ways of measuring those organizational goals. And those organizational goals are going to be for all of Alpha Row. They're going to encompass the fundraising for Housing Corporation and housing goals. It's going to be the alumni chapter. It's going to be the Board of Alumni Advisors. And it's also going to encompass the student chapter. And as chairman of that strategic planning process, he's going to be bringing in a meeting with Turner, the new chapter advisor, and the archon of the new student chapter when they're rechartered to create that plan. But Eric's going to be the one to be spearheading that. So lots of work for Baldwin, but we're just scratching the surface of the work that needs to be done. Anything else, Eric?
No, I don't have anything else unless you guys have anything for me.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. And look for more from me soon. I can't promise you much over the course of the next 2 weeks, but I am working behind the scenes to try to get a little bit worked on at a time. So hopefully I'll have some more for you to chew on soon. Okay, Matt, any chance you jumped on? I don't. Loff, are you on by any chance? I don't see it. Okay. Again, Matt and I traded a few messages earlier today. And I'm expecting him to be in, and I expect, again, what he's going to be working on is some of this work behind the scenes to help and set up the new chapter advisor and board of alumni advisors, taking the recommendations from the strategic planning committee and moving that forward. He's going to be the point person to do that. Okay. My office report. And
hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, Bob.
Bob Lockton. I've listened. I've been listening the last 10 minutes. But I've, because I'm on my way to meet Dave Kish to talk about logistics for the Journey of Hope North Leg in August. So, but I've been listening. So I don't. But I didn't hear the beginning of the meeting. Do you want me to say anything right now?
I gave a little bit of what you were doing today as far as that's concerned. I let them know that you and Dave are going up there to meet with them. So just keep us posted on how that goes when you're done, and so that we can give a more complete report coming back. But it looks great. I'm hoping that you guys can figure something good out.
And you saw the email I sent to LaPlante about because he's with the Journey of Hope. He's the manager.
Yeah.
So I sent him an email later on this afternoon. So hopefully we'll be able to get some logistics together and maybe get Slippery Rock or Pitt together to help us.
That would be killer.
All right. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for doing that work. That's really, really good. Okay. A couple of things to report to you. Mike Turner and I are still trying to pin down a time to meet with Christian Wiggins and a few of the staff members on the team that will handle the expansion. I think at this point in time, Christian understands what our hopes are in terms of taking the work that we've done and incorporating it with the team. But we've also made it really clear that they cannot be reaching out to the university on their own without Mike understanding, because he's negotiating currently another year's lease with the SAEs. He doesn't think it's going to be a problem, but he doesn't want the PICAP staff members to be reaching out to them prematurely. So I sent another email to Christian today, hoping that within a week and a half we'll have another meeting to further our event. So the second thing I want to talk about and spend a little bit of time with is Spring Alumni Weekend and nailing down some of the logistics there. I need to know from the board who will be there and who will not be there. I need to know that ASAP. I want to be able to kind of coordinate a few things and make sure that we've got enough coverage in these events to do what we need to do. While I'm thinking about it, 67, I don't have a preference in terms of the restaurant that you decide to use for that history discussion.
Okay.
I've given you a suggestion of the Beanery because it's familiar, but it's completely up to you. The Arturo's place in the hotel might be just as good because it's central and a lot of people will be staying there. It's up to you, but let's pick something so that we can at least include it on the agenda and have it ready to go. Okay. If you're coming and you haven't registered online at our website, please do it. Let's get that done so that we can have definitive numbers. I have counted from people that I've talked to that said that they were coming. We're right now at about 25 people. And I think that there may be as many as 35. There could be 40 people in for this weekend. It looks like this is going to be a really great turnout. This could be our biggest turnout event that we've had so far since reconstituting the alumni chapter. So
how many did we have last year, Tom?
We had less than 20. And I think the total number was 16 or 17. Patrick, do you remember? I think paid was 16 or 17. So right now we've eclipsed that by 10. So I'm really encouraged. I'm thrilled that we're going to have this kind of turnout. So again, if you have not registered and you're going to be there, please do so I can get those numbers and we can start to make plans. Turner has to have we have to have some preliminary numbers for catering. I'm going to use the 25 number, but if it's a lot more, I want to be able to tell the caterer for Saturday night to anticipate some more. So I would appreciate you guys doing that.
Hyatt, do you have a list up on the website of who has responded and said they would be there?
There's a, sorry, I might have missed. There's a, yeah, there's a link on the website if you go to the top of it, says 2017 attendees.
Right, I know there is to register, but does that also populate a list of people who are coming?
Yeah, when you go to the event, when you go to it, right on top it says RSVP, and to the right it says 2017 attendees. I could redirect the registration there, or I could make it more prominent. But yeah, right on top, where you're looking at the list of events, you'll see it says RSVP now, and then it also says attendees. And I think I have a separate drop down, but I can move that front and center too, so it's more obvious.
Yeah, okay. There's only 9 on there. That means we've got 9 people that have registered.
Right. That's strictly off of who's registered via the form.
Tom, is my name one of those? I'm trying to remember if I registered or not.
Yes, it is. You're up there.
Okay, good. The old man.
I don't know. I don't know if you registered, but I just gave you the distinct honor of putting it in there for you.
Well, yeah, I did register.
You'll be there.
Oh, my goodness. Never mind.
Well, that is fantastic. All right. Friday night. Just everyone that's in, make sure that if you're going to plan to attend the history thing. It's really important that we have everyone encouraged to show up. So get started thinking about this now that, you know, while it's an optional thing and where we're not including the dinner as part of the cost of the weekend, I don't want people thinking, well, I don't want to show up and have it. I really want you guys pulling people into that history thing because it's going to be awesome. And I really think that a lot of people are going to be blown away by what they're going to learn about the history. So I think it's going to evolve with beers and storytelling about, you know, different eras and things that went on. It's going to be really cool. So let's start thinking and making sure that everybody understands we're going to all get there and attend that Friday evening thing. And I'll have some more info about what we're going to do throughout the course of the weekend and how logistically it's going to work out. I have got an idea about the competition, especially if we've got 30 people, the bowling competition and how that best can work, I think is going to be pretty neat. So, I'm excited about it. Just keep a lookout on your emails for some more stuff on that. Okay. Briefly, Patrick's going to get into this in the new business, but about our fundraising goal. It's going to start to become front and center again. We don't have a choice, guys. We have to add at least another 10 grand, if not more, to our operating budget to be able to make sure that we're going to do everything we need to do. So that's going to become out. 4, 5. And then, yeah, not now, Patrick, because we're kind of running long. But I know that we should be about to have another rechartering committee, 40th rechartering committee meeting planned and getting some more logistics going. I know you've got a meeting scheduled with the Erickson Alumni Center that spring alumni weekend. So good stuff's happening. Just keep it going.
Got it.
All right, the goal setting for the board positions. You guys did a great job. It was exactly what I was looking and hoping that would be done. We've got all of them in except for one, and that will be in. I'm expecting it within the next couple of days. I'm going to compile the entire list, and then I'll send that out during spring alumni weekend. Okay. John, the only old business that we have is the pending thing that's going to sit on our old business until we recharter.
So I'm not going to ask about that. We do have a little bit of new business that we need to get through. The historian position, it's already been tabled for a vote at the April Spring Alumni Weekend. We'll go ahead and get that ready to be voted upon. The chief operating officer vacancy, even though I have the constitutional right to appoint that for the remaining part of the term, I'd like to give our active members the ability to kind of, bless this with a vote at Spring Alumni Weekend. So I'm going to put that as part of the initiative and things that we're going to be voting on to our active members. The third thing is a membership initiative. And Jason, I'd like you to kind of take the floor now and run with this and give everybody what's going on so we can hear about it. It's really cool.
Yeah, I just want to, update you guys. So, I'm out here trying to get updates for people, addresses and stuff. And I've gotten a couple from a couple of the alumni, younger alumni that are part of this non-active 2021. They were part of the chapter when it was expelled. A couple of them, one of them's updated. So they're reaching out. They're wanting to get involved. I think we all know that when we make a large decision to close a chapter and, lack of a better term, expel these people for a short period of time, some good apples are going to get brought into that. So I wrote up a quick summary of what I'd like to propose just as a process for these people to appeal their standing as not good standing with the chapter. If they're motivated enough to get involved, these kids have been 2-3 years, they've matured. I'm sure there's some that were really good eggs that just got pulled into it. Basically, just to give you guys background, when we were at Spring Chapter, we were talking to nationals. These guys were not expelled from the chapter. Technically, per the national chapter, they're not on any type of anything. It was a 5-year probationary period where they couldn't be involved in campus activities, Pi Kappa Phi. They couldn't associate with the chapter, as we pulled the charter. Technically, though, per nationals, if they caught up, they're in good standing, they can do whatever they want. But it's really just a sanction out for alumni chapter. So with that in mind, it's fair to offer an option to basically appeal to the board and say, hey, I want to be in good standing. Here's what happened. Here's what I did as an undergrad. Here's where I am today in my life. I want to be part of this. So, Tom, did you share that file I sent you?
I did not.
Okay.
There's a couple tweaks to it, but just briefly go through it, and then we can send it out after the meeting.
Sounds good. Yeah, so the gist of it is, the big two things, of course, you're going to have to be current with the alumni chapter, with the Alpha Rho chapter, with nationals, and with the housing corps. That's a deal breaker there. So we'll get a hold of Turner, get that stuff updated, but once we verify all of that, they're good to go. What I'd like to propose is that our chief risk officer would with them, and he could invite whomever he sees pertinent, whether it's Tom because it's something with housing, whether it's because he was in that time frame, Tom on it, whomever. But he'll field it and talk to the alumni and just say, hey, what's up? What's going on? Why do you want to be part of it? Basically give them a shot to give their appeal. From there, he'll take his findings and present them to the board in a closed meeting. I think this is something should be kind of a one-off. I don't think we need to have it out there for the general. And then it would be up to the board to vote whether we let them back in. I think it should be a unanimous vote that made of the board only. That way everybody has a veto. So if someone here knows that, no, this isn't a good person, we don't want them in, they can veto it. But basically the CRO would give his recommendation. Basically, here I interviewed the guy, here's where he is, this is what he wants to do, yay or nay. And then we would vote based on that. Then the other caveat to that would be if they're on one of these probationary periods, like right now it's 2021 for all these guys, they have to be an active dues paying member of the alumni chapter to be moved out of the not in good standing. So it'd be minimum $200 a year. If you want to be involved, then you got to be involved. If they're coming to us saying, I want to get involved in this stuff, I think the least they can do is then, pay active dues. Basically, that's it. We also have some guys on the list that are listed not good standing because they owe money to the housing corps, they owe money to the local chapter, but nationals never expelled them. So it would also apply to them, but they wouldn't be, they wouldn't be expected to have to pay dues if they paid everything else caught up and they weren't in that probationary period. We just move them, like everybody else, to inactive in good standing. So Anybody have any questions, any thoughts on that? Anybody think that's just a crazy thing to do?
I think it's an excellent idea.
Thank you. And I've got two guys now I know that have reached out that, you know, and they try to join our alumni group in the, on Facebook. And it's just, they're reaching out. Let's talk to them. So at the end of the day, they're our brothers. They made mistakes, but if they're going to reach out and try to write it, let's give them the shot.
Well, and that's a bridge that we absolutely need to build. And as we progress a few years down the road, we always did want to bring back into the fold the people who wanted to continue being part of the fraternity. So we might as well start with that. And from a, you know, history standpoint, I would love to have some people who can talk to some later years of the chapter as well.
And then to Tom's recommendation, this isn't really an amendment to the Constitution. It's simply a policy we'll put in place on how to change these. So it won't be necessarily an amendment.
No, we're not going to need, you know, the two-thirds. My one tweak to this is that I would like to make this, yes, I want to keep it under the purview of the chief risk officer, but I think this is a really good use of our standards committee. So I'd like to make this a full – full standards committee review. And so Jordan would have a real big role in how this works. So, you know, it's great. And I think we've got our first case for this because we've had one of these kids reach out to us a couple times and, you know, looked interested in getting involved. So we could immediately reach out to that person, tell them what the position looks like or how that would work, and then and get the ball rolling from there.
Okay.
So, Jordan, do you have any opinions just hearing that?
No, I'm good with that. I think, just we can send some emails back and forth, pass on the information, and I'll get in touch with the person at hand, and we'll figure out how to proceed.
Great. Excellent. Okay. That's really good stuff, Jason. I'm envious that I didn't think of that. That's an awesome idea. Okay. I want to turn this over to Patrick. As part of our constitution, it requires that we release the budget to table before spring alumni. So, Patrick, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tom. Can you all hear me?
Perfectly.
That's even better. Hey, I can't see anything on the screen, so I don't know if you're sharing a budget or I'm having issues getting that to come up. So are you doing that, the budget I sent to you?
I can. I have not done that yet. Just bear with me.
All right. Well, while you're trying to do that, and just let me know when it goes live. I did kind of change the format that we've had for budgets in the past, and I adopted what the active chapter would use, recommended active chapter budget template the national office has sent. So we could track our expenses a little bit better by month, by functional area. And I went ahead and, while I didn't do it by month for 2016, I did go ahead and track it by all of our various areas. And as of, it should be by March 31st, unless someone spends money or something comes in, we will have generated revenue for fiscal year 16 of $6,916.81. And our expenses were $8,222.14. One thing I did do is I just included all the expenses for last year. So that includes expenses that technically should be on another budget. So we kind of broke even if I were to extract those expenses out. So Our budget total that we wanted to get for revenue was 22,000, so we were significantly below that by about 15,000. So we didn't hit those numbers, and that's an area that we need to really focus on in fiscal year 2017 or the balance of 2016. So as soon as Tom can share that, we probably can also send this out to everyone. You can look at it, see where your area, where you spent, who was under, who was over. Pretty much everyone was under budget with the exception of Alumni Weekend last year, Homecoming, and our chief communications officer seems to be spending like... Yeah, look at him. He was $17 over his budget. And then we did not budget for some odd reason, and I don't know why, for swag, for the fulfillment that Jordan's been doing. So I've included that in our budget for this year, but it was not budgeted for last year. So there was $1,000 of unexpected expense. Quickly, just for our, I don't know if Tommy, you're able to get it up.
I'm trying. Hold on.
Yeah, I should not have asked that question that way. As I said, we have a balance. Okay, something's happening. What I did, and you'll see, is that when I prepared the budget for this year, I put in, there it is. Okay, so if you go, are you on that? Yeah, as you will see, I prepared it with, I brought in the budget from last year, FY17 actual, and then in column O, under the light blue heading, you'll see the 18 fiscal year 18 budget. As you can see, I reduced the amount of revenue from last year, trying to make it as realistic as possible, and I took it down to about 15,000. So that's our fundraising goal, and that's something we have to hit, as Tom has said, and I can't emphasize that enough. If we're going to do these things, we need cash, and so we need to work with the fundraising committee, with Winkleman, and all of us to see how we can do a better job of getting other people out. So that's one of the things that I would like to try to do is to also include a spreadsheet from here on out as to who's done what, who's donating, and at what level, so that we have a better understanding. So when we go out afterwards, after people, we can either go back and say, hey, you need to come back at this level, or you need to go up to another level, stuff like that. Expenses, I went and as I said to Tom, like Paul Ryan, I slashed the hell out of the budget. So you'll see what I did for each one of your functional areas. And then the variance column, anything that's in red is a reduction in your budget from 2017. The only areas that I increased and or left alone, I left COO alone, chief communications officer. I left, for some odd reason, I cut that. And I increased food and beverage for homecoming because over the past two homecomings, we've spent more than what we've budgeted. We probably can look at ways to reduce that. And I think Tom and I had already started talking about finding a caterer to actually spend properly on that instead of he and I trying to figure out what we need and doing a better job on our numbers. What is hurting us with homecoming are the number of people that show up or wait until the very last minute to confirm that they're coming, and we're having to scramble to make sure that we have enough food and beverage, and that's always seems to be our top spend as it relates to homecoming. And this year, what I think also went over, we got some tickets for Christian, and we had to pay for those. So I also increased I left the budget for the rechartering as it is. And then we need to decide, and I added in a budget for fulfillment. I'm not sure where we'll be on that, but also under ritual and rechartering budget items, which are lines 107 and 108, I left those as is, but we need to decide, because do we need to open up a savings account and start transferring that money in now? Because I need to transfer in from last year the $1,250 for the rechartering and then the $500 for ritual so that we know, so that we don't spend it on something else, is what I'm saying. And I can do that at the beginning of each year, just go ahead and transfer it into another account if that's what we want to do. So I think that's something that we need to explore. And we don't have to decide on that today, but Tom, I really think that we need to consider that.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
So as you will see, we'll have revenue on this budget of $15,000 and expenses of $13,900. So that gives us about $1,100 in profit or surplus that we would have at the end of the year. So that's why we need to hit that budget number. I mean, that revenue number, so that we will get so we'll have money at the end of the year. I do think that we need to find someone that can audit the books. I feel like there's a discrepancy between what we should have in the bank. I think we have more in the bank than what I think we should. And I can't find the discrepancy in any of the checks or any of my notes or any of the anywhere. I looked all day yesterday and I couldn't find it. So if I can find someone that would be willing to look over these books for free, I suggest that we do that. Right now, I don't think we can afford it. So that is where we are on budget. So it's now been submitted. And if someone wants to make a motion to table this or for, please do so.
Can we please have a motion?
So moved.
Second, please.
I second it.
Thank you, Jason. Okay, so we'll move to table. Anybody, all those in favor of tabling till next month, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay. Any nays? Okay, great. This is motion is tabled till the spring alumni weekend, and we will put this to our members. Yeah, and I want to pick up on this because the inability for us to raise funds, and I'm looking at one area that is huge. We have to cut back on under this budget on what we're doing in the regions. And I mean, you guys have been fantastic of putting together these events, and you've stayed under the $500 that we've had. But the whole thought was that as these regionals events start growing, I want you to be able to spend up to $500. I want you to make these things meaningful. So in order to do that and make up for the variance in spending from what we, you know, originally thought, we got to get money in. And so I know that this is the most painful part of what we do, is having to ask guys for money. But we're so close. We are so close to realizing what it is that we've started talking about almost 2 years ago now. So we got to get there. And I think we're at the point where people are seeing what we're doing. They're appreciating what we're doing. We're getting great feedback. We can ask people for money. We're going to ask people for money. And I'm going to have a good long conversation with our chief fundraising officer, or fundraising vice president of fundraising, because what we need is activity. And God bless Craig. And I'm not saying anything that I wouldn't say if he's on the phone. He is one busy dude. He's a single dad. He's a business owner that is in the process of expanding his business right now. He is swamped, and he's got great ideas. He has a great heart, and his credibility is spectacular. He's got a foundation scholarship named after him. We can use him as a figurehead in terms of, look, we've got a guy that walks the walk. He has put his money where his mouth is. What we have to do is we have to build underneath him the infrastructure to get somebody to drive the fundraising goal of raising $15,000. And we can't settle. And I can't be the one to do it. And as much as all of you guys are doing, I don't think it's fair to ask each one of you guys to be spearheading the fundraising when you're also working on your own goals and making sure things are done. So we have to think creatively to come up with a way to encourage some more people to maybe take on a role of the fundraiser behind the scenes. So
I don't know who that person is yet. We'll talk about it maybe some during Spring Alumni Weekend, maybe engage a couple more people. But guys, we don't have a choice. All the work we've done, all the things that we've said that we want to do and that all of us are starting to see doesn't happen unless we are raising this money. So where it's going to become extremely important, where I think you guys need to think of, is during the next year, when we start putting boots on the ground and National is sending people there to execute the things that we know need to be done in terms of implementing our history and teaching that to the new guys, in terms of making sure that the strategic plan and the recommendations are implemented and followed, to making sure that we staff a graduate assistant that's living in the house to support the chapter advisor. Those things cost money, and it's gonna be here before we know it. So if we don't raise the money now, all of the stuff that we've done up until this point is going to be not wasted, but it's just going to, we can't execute on it. So this is why at Spring Alumni Weekend and after that, we are going to aggressively be asking for money. Does anybody have any questions on this? Anybody have any comments on it? Okay, Patrick, do you have anything else?
Yeah. Excuse me, a couple things. Jason, I would like to probably work with you to just review how we can on PayPal. I don't know if you've really worked in it or not, but I think you probably have a better understanding of it, on how we can start designating when people are paying for stuff that it's going to us, what it's going to, instead of me having to figure it out. Okay. So
I might be able to on those forms add a note or something. So yeah, I'll look into it.
Yeah, perfect. Great, thank you. And then I also would like to make a motion that we move our fiscal year to the calendar year. So starting in our next budget would start on January 1 of 2018. So I'm making that motion that we move our fiscal year from what it currently is to the calendar year starting on January 1, 2018.
What do we do with the bridge in between?
I will figure that out when we come to that bridge.
When we get to that bridge, good.
Well, I mean, so that is going to require a constitutional amendment. So it's got to be written up. And Patrick, I'll help you if you want me to do that. I can.
Yeah,
it's
I do.
It's got to be a constitutional amendment. What I'm recommending is that you make a constitutional amendment motion tonight to be tabled to be voted upon for Spring Alumni Weekend, and we'll write it up, understanding that it'll be written up and introduced in a written form to all of our active members.
All right, I make a constitutional amendment that we change our calendar year, I mean our fiscal year to the calendar year, starting January 1, 2018.
Tom, I move to table that to the Spring Alumni Weekend.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Jason. Any opposition to that, the motion being tabled? Okay, so moved, and we will include that as part of the list of things that our active members will be voting on.
Hey, right, Tom, Tom, do you want to share this budget with the group, or do you want me to send it out later? I didn't know if you had any changes that you wanted to talk to me about.
I think it's spot on. No, I think it's great, and if you don't mind forwarding it to the group, that'd be terrific for everybody to see.
All right.
And to look. And guys, when you get it, look it over, because I want to make sure that you know, one of the key concepts of the student chapters that we're going to be talking about is making sure that the board of the executive council is united around certain things. Before we even get into our meeting, I want to make sure that our board is united 100% behind this budget and behind the fundraising goal, so that we're not asking questions
amongst the board. We are of one mind and of one voice during the spring alumni board meeting.
Tom, I agree with you on that, and I think that's what the conference call immediately before the spring alumni weekend should focus on.
Yeah, I was going to recommend that we not have that meeting, but I'm open to that. Well, here's what I'll propose, because, you know, last year we didn't have that call in April, and we had a really dandy meeting. I thought it was just fine. I want you guys to look at the budget and pose questions. And if there's enough questions that are asked that we have clarifications that are needed, then we'll call the meeting specifically for the budget.
Or why don't you do this? Our next call is in March, right? Oh no, we're in March. Oh dear God.
Good morning. Hello.
You really are out of it.
Oh, I'm going on mute.
I think this is the logical way to do it. Please read it. Please understand it. If you've got questions, if you disagree, put it in writing in an email to the group so that we can get clarification. And if there's enough of an interest, or I sense that there's a lot of maybe consternation that we're not of one voice, then we'll call the meeting in April. Otherwise, we'll be meeting on this, and I want one voice budget during that meeting.
And just so y'all know, right now I'm not scheduled to attend the alumni weekend. So I'm going to talk with Tom and maybe Twan about presenting the budget, so that it comes from one voice also. So we'll let you know who's going to end up presenting.
Can you do a video of your presentation of the budget and let that be what we listen to, and then others can have discussion about it?
I love that idea.
I can get that front page of the website.
Well, yep. Actually, I just bought a new microwave the other day, so I'm more than happy to do that for you.
I've got a plug-in for that. Give me the brand and the model. I'll have it hooked up.
Hysterical.
I knew you would appreciate it, Farley. Thank you very much.
Oh, my.
All right. Okay. All right. That's terrific. We've said, I think, all that needs to be said on that, and we'll come up with a strategic way of handling. Now that we know Twan is registered, so I know he'll be there, and I just need you to reach out to him and ask him if he'll do that, and then work with him over the course of the next month to make sure that he knows this intimately and can present it as if it's you. Okay. Let us finish up real quick, and we're running just a tad long on this. So right now we've got an open floor for any member in good standing. You're free to discuss any topic you'd like. Is there anybody that would like to say anything? Okay, great. Next month, when we're in our board meeting, or when we get to the spring alumni weekend, here's one of the things that I sense, and I want to be sensitive to it, yet at the same time, place the importance on, you know, our business and running our business. We have all day Friday to have fun and to socialize and to be fun. We've got all day afternoon to have fun and socialize and be brothers and laugh and all that stuff. We have set aside 2 hours to discuss the important business of our alumni chapter. Please encourage, if you're at this thing, encourage guys to be on time, to show up, and to participate in the meeting. I have a feeling that there may be some that would like to participate in all the social stuff, but may not want to attend the business meeting. So I'd like to hopefully get you guys' help in encouraging people to show up and participate for 2 hours. And I'm telling you guys, I am so excited. We're having guys that haven't been to Morgantown in forever, that haven't done something with the fraternity in forever, showing up. Right now, the distance award will be given to Andy Dunn, who will be flying in from Phoenix to attend this meeting. And I'm so excited, you know, to have one of my closest friends from the fraternity in for that weekend, along with a bunch of other guys from my era that are going to be there. So we got a great group of people that have already committed, and I'm really encouraged to have the numbers we have. So looking forward to April very much, and I'm going to need it. Just FYI, I plan on being there very early on Friday. Hopefully get to see Patrick before he bolts out for his family commitment. I mean, you know, it's not like you don't have a thousand other nieces and nephews to do stuff with. They'll understand if you miss one, you know, I don't even know what they call it, baptism. I just
no, Tom, let me save you from a train wreck you're about to run into. Living in Little Italy here in Pittsburgh, the answer to that question is no. You cannot choose one or other family members to go to or not go to is certain death.
I understand that. And I know the Folio family intimately, that this is a non-discussion. I'm just, man.
It's a naming ceremony, by the way. It's not a baptism. This is the Jewish section of the family.
Got it. You're going to have fun. It'll be great. I understand. You go and have fun. But if we need anything for that.
You and I will talk, and hopefully I'll be able to get back for Saturday night.
Cool. All right. We're good. Guys, anything you need, any questions, let me know. Shoot an email. Keep an eye out for the emails in the next few weeks. And we'll be ready to go for April. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Without objections, this meeting is adjourned at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much, guys. This was a great meeting. Looking forward to next month.
Proud to be a Pi Cap. Let's do well in basketball.